Video, carjacking, robbery suspect turned in by mom who did not raise him like that. By Amy Furr on December 30, 2021. Police in St. Paul, Minnesota, got an interesting deal when they arrested an 18-year-old suspected of carjacking a woman recently, the Pioneer Press reported Thursday. The individual was also suspected of an attempted robbery of an elderly woman, and authorities said they were tipped off by the young man's mother. The article continued. Isaiah Jamal Foster, 18, of Richfield was charged Thursday with first-degree attempted aggravated robbery and third-degree assault causing substantial bodily harm. The Ramsey County Attorney's Office said charges for the carjacking remain under review. Foster was arrested Tuesday along with a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old on suspicion of the armed carjacking of a St. Paul woman in her garage in the Crocus Hill neighborhood. He was in jail when police received a call from his mother identifying him as the man in the video stills taken December 23 of the Walgreens assault. The criminal complaint reportedly said, "She does not trust police officers, but wanted to do the right thing. She prayed about it, and turned her son in. She loves her son, but did not raise him like that." Foster's mom recognized the coat he wore and said he had it on when he left the house, adding, "I'm 100% sure that is him." In a social media post on Wednesday, the St. Paul Police Department shared surveillance video of the incident that occurred at the Walgreens. The criminal complaint said officers were called to Walgreens on Larpenteur Avenue about a reported robbery and found 81-year-old Judy Stuffman unconscious in front of the building. She was walking in when someone grabbed at her purse. When she felt the yank, she tugged against it and was pulled to the ground. She later woke inside an ambulance. She was taken to United Hospital where she was diagnosed with a concussion, a subdural hematoma, brain bleed. She fell at the hospital due to dizziness and broke her pelvis, requiring surgery, the complaint states, the press report noted. Video footage showed Stuffman recovering after the incident. Once they got the tip from Foster mom, officers realized the young man was already in custody regarding the alleged carjacking. The actions of this young person caused significant trauma and injury to an elderly resident and spread fear throughout our community, stated Ramsey County Attorney John Choi. I want to thank investigators for their work on this case and the mother of the young offender for doing the right thing by turning her son into authorities, he concluded.